Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Hi, mate.
Hey, pal. We've got the thing in a bit, haven't we?
Yes, the thing, yep.
You don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
Is it a work thing?
No, actually, pal, I wondered if you want to go and see the matinee of Les Mis.
Really?
No.
Oh.
Every consultant, recruiter, scout and agent we work with are pitching as managerial candidates. You knew this.
Oh, fuck, yeah, I'll be there. Probably.
Right, okay, where are you now?
I'm I've got a meeting.
Oh, aye? With who?
Just, the credit master lot, you know.
Right, okay. Sounds like a fucking hoot.
Ah, yeah. Yeah.
See you in a bit.
Bye-bye.
Hello there, sir.
Hi. I think my table has already arrived. I can see him. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Hi.
Hello, son.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following the departure of the American consortium ASG and with a new operational model under an outright owner, Ashwood City enter the fifth and final season of The Offensive. Ashwood City Football Club have parted ways with head coach Eric Van Smit following his cardiac arrest. As the break for the World Cup approaches, the club are looking to secure a manager in time. Charged with this task are sporting director Colin Walsh and chief executive Chris Woody Woodall.
What fucks me off about Match of the Day, right? They'll fucking fawn over Eric Neely dying for about 10 minutes. Then they'll run clips of our defending and tell everyone how shite we are, and then that's it. On to Brentford or some other cunts. Jesus.
Yeah, but fuck, look at our defending. Can you blame them?
God, you're right. Never mind a BAFTA for sport. We could win Match of the Day, a fucking British Comedy Award with this footage. I mean, look at fucking Adeyemi there. What's he doing? What the fuck is that?
Turn this off. I can't watch this shite no more.
Ugh, right. Get me fucking fishing rod and waders, pal. We've got a manager to catch. And hold your nose. These are going to be toxic waters, pal. Sewage and Steve Bruce and God knows what else.
Fuck, we're running late for the meeting.
Christ, right. Okay, just through here. Come on.
So, who's in this meeting again?
This, Collie pal, is a group of the finest minds we can assemble. Data analysts, recruiters, agents, scouts, all united in one cause to find us someone who isn't totally fucking useless, ideally. But then on top of that, someone to keep us in the Premier League. Morning all!
Hi Woody, hi Colin.
Ruby darling, how are you? Take a seat.
Right, you lot, you know me, I don't know you, let's keep it that way. Here is my colleague and occasional friend, depending on how I feel, Mr. Colin Walsh. He is your sporting director.
Hiya, fellas. And I say fellas with some confidence, judging by the smell in here. Right, what we're looking for is a short-term mastermind with a medium-term vision and a long-term structure, all built into one bloke to manage our team. Have we found anybody that matches that description?
I think Stephen Schumacher is doing a really good job down in Plymouth. You know what, pal? I think Pilgrim Pete's doing a great job down there too. What's your fucking point?
I just think with the right resources, he could be a really great, you know, addition for the short, medium and long term.
Here's an idea. Go to Plymouth.
Yeah.
Go to a few games.
Okay, yeah.
And fucking stay there. Don't come back. Come on, guys. Anyone else?
There's McKenna at Ipswich.
Right, has anyone got any suggestions that aren't in fucking League One?
What about Carl Robinson?
What? Did I just say it, Pete? I said not in League One.
Nathan Jones?
He is right. Look at Luton.
I don't want to look at Luton. Makes me sick. What happened last time Jonesy took a step up, Pete? Eh?
A step up? What do you mean?
He went to Stoke, didn't he? Turns out he couldn't do it on a Wednesday night in Stoke. In fact, he couldn't do it on a Saturday afternoon either. Guys, we need to be thinking about managers that can come in and deal with Champions League talent. Champions fucking League!
We could raid Burnley.
Oh! Oh, did you hear that call? We're raiding Burnley. Let's go siege the city walls. I'll get the trebuchet. You go get the fucking battering ram.
I just think Vincent and his whole staff would be such a boost for this place. Do you not?
Cole.
You know, look, I don't mind Vincent, but he's just not done in the oven, you know? He's still a bit squidgy in the middle and I don't want to bite into him yet.
Right, does that answer your question, Lee?
Well, when will he be done? When will he be ready to eat?
No further questions from you. Can someone take me out of fucking Luton and Burnley, please? Jesus Christ.
Stephen Schumacher
is... Do not mention Plymouth or Schumacher again. Right, come on. Names. Throw them at me, please.
What about Mark Van Bommel or Antwerp?
Better. More like it. It is tempting. It's just... we've done Crazy Dutchman, you know? I feel like I want a different kind of crazy.
Union Berlin are in good shape. We could speak to Fisher.
Yeah, I messaged him. He's iffy. I don't want to embarrass ourselves by not getting him.
Why the fuck is he iffy? We're fucking Champions League.
Probably because he's top of the Bundesliga and we're bottom of the Prem.
Fair enough. Not bottom, thank you, but I get your point. Can anyone give me a Fisher Price Fisher?
I think,
If this is fucking Schumacher.
No, it's not. Honestly, it's not.
Right, go on. Shoot.
John Dahl Thomason.
Okay, it's not completely fucking shite. Cole?
It's not shite. No. Ruby?
No.
Then it's a no, pal. Next.
Can I just interject here?
Please fucking do. Everybody, this is Ruben. He's head of technical and analytics. He may look about 12, but he has a brain of a 12 and a half year old. Take it away, Ruby.
Okay, guys. If you just look at this criteria here, this is where we want to plug our numbers into for our candidate shortlist.
What's up, pal?
Where the fuck is Patrick?
I don't know, why?
He needs to witness this shite show, doesn't he?
No, he fucking doesn't.
He does, believe me.
Why?
Because if he doesn't witness and appreciate how fucking tough it is right now in the managerial market, he's gonna fucking absolutely lose it when all we come up with is a slightly bearded League One tracksuit shagger who's just a few school years above our own fucking captain!
Fuck, you're right.
Where the fuck is he, honestly?
Just so you know, if you try and kill me, I have security in here, okay?
What in the fuck are you pissing on about?
I'm pissing on about the fact that you tried to kill Eric.
You fucking idiot.
Oh, please.
What world do you fucking live in? Where I target mediocre Dutch managers who are barely stringing results to fucking ever.
So you didn't try to kill Eric?
No, I fucking didn't, you tit. Don't be so fucking dramatic. It's in fucking The Sopranos or Dream Team.
Oh. Alright. Well, you know, I was lying about the security thing anyway, so...
I know you fucking were.
I just, you know, picked a public place so you couldn't assassinate me.
I do not mean an iota of offence in what I'm about to say, Ped. But I don't think you're famous enough for it to be called an assassination, pal.
Whatever. What do you want, Mac?
Don't take that tone with me. by the grace of Mac the fucking knife, you've still got a club.
No, by the grace, hard work and sacrifice of Patrick Nolan MBE, I've still got a club. You dropped a financial nuclear warhead on me over the summer and I survived it. Now, you don't get to make demands of me, all right?
You survived it, did you?
Yeah, I did.
What are your Q1 projections like for 2023 then, son? Huh?
Rocky, but survivable.
Q2?
You're not the only one with contacts, mate. You're not the only one with a black book. Seen the stadium name recently.
Simon Napier Fox, eh? Birds of a fucking posh feather flock to fucking gather, do they?
Yeah, I have connections, mate. Credit Master and God knows who else could bankroll me until I'm old and shriveled up like a fucking glazer, so don't even try it.
You're doing well. I can't deny that. I always thought you'd be too public school and soft about it all.
Yeah, well, I'm not. I'm here to stay, and I'm here to continue the fight.
Well, I'm not, son. All right?
What?
Like you say, you have weathered my storm, and aside from being impressed, I'm frankly out of options. Now Russia and China and all my investment opportunities have gone fucking loopy.
So, sorry, just to be clear, I won.
I wouldn't get too fucking cocky. And I sure as fuck don't want to ever speak to that Scottish cunt ever again.
That Scottish cunt has a name.
Yeah, McCunt. But I prefer the Scottish cunt. I'm superstitious like that, Ped. Oh, look at you. So, you must have a next manager lined up, I bet.
Alex, one at a fucking time, please. Please, one at a time. Shut up. Everybody shut the fuck up.
Goal, Tielemann on the volley. Oh, sorry.
Right, you, Anthony, who do you suggest?
Luca Elsner is doing an incredible job at Le Havre, honestly. Honest to God.
Right, Luca... Wait, hang on. Le Havre.
Yeah.
Le Havre.
Yeah, Le Havre. Incredible stuff.
You know, I'm good at French, aren't I, Cole?
If you say so, pal.
I can count to three. Watch, you ready? De, un, trois. Pretty good, that, right?
No, it's un, deux, trois.
Sorry?
It goes un... Then trois.
No, but you recommended a manager at Le Havre. They're in Ligue 2. There's no way you would have recommended me a manager in the second tier in fucking France, is there? I must surely be fucking mistaken, am I? Tell me I'm fucking mistaken, please. I beg of you, tell me I am fucking mistaken.
I mean, They're in league now, yeah, but not for long, you know, the way that he's got them playing.
Get out! Get the fuck out of here right now, I'm serious. Bon voyage, you cunt!
Sorry.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Well, the manager hunt is, it's a tough market right now, but Woody and Colin are working on some key targets. Yeah.
Sounds like a load of fucking bollocks to me, pal.
Hey, there's plenty of managers that want to come to Ashwood, all right? We are Premier League. We're Champions League. We've got Luna, Akufo, Kevin.
For now, eh?
Mac. It is a miracle, or perhaps even just sheer stupidity on my part, that you and I are sharing the same fucking air right now, let alone this large bottle of sparkling water. So I'd appreciate it if you didn't sneer at Arsenal taking our prized asset.
Hey.
And we know you told them. We know, all right?
I told them the dirty truth, pal.
The dirty truth that you orchestrated. You got him to the club and Luna.
Oh, and you would have said no, would you?
I...
What? You what, Pat? Don't say you were desperate, because you weren't. You are now, of course.
No, we're not.
Yes, you fucking are. You make Twitter headquarters look like a fucking hippie commune. Staff are leaving, Kevin is leaving, Dartley Park ain't yours no more. What's next, pal? What other levers you gonna tug on? Yeah, not much left, eh? It won't be long until you're stood there by yourself, tugging on nothing but your own cock.
Right, well, always a pleasure. Fuck off and die. See you later.
See you, son. Pochettino would sort you out, eh, son?
What?
Old Mauricio. Gagging to get back in it, pal. Like a dog with two dicks, last time I spoke to him.
Charming.
Just a fool. You know how I am.
Woody and Colin are handling it.
Oh, and I'm sure they'll come up with someone fucking terrific, Pat. Or, you know, failing that, you can stick with Welly. And what's his fucking dog shagging face?
What do you want?
Ooh, poor little old me. Nothing, pal. I just want to see my old team do well. You know what I'm like.
Mac, what do you want?
Very good. How about this then, Pat? If I get you Poch, I want reconciliation, son. I can't have too many enemies. And neither can you. If you make it out this season alive, we can talk about what needs I have. Eh? Let's make it about what your needs are for now. How about that?
You all right?
Aye.
What was that?
Just a blank bit of paper. But felt like scrunching it up and throwing it in the bin, you know?
Fair enough. So, who are we getting?
Ah, fucking hell. I've had enough of it, Jess.
Of what?
Of football.
And I can say with some confidence, football has had enough with you too, mate.
Every cunt is just a fucking fad.
A fad?
Aye, every fucking manager. There's nothing really fucking there. They're just a fad, you know? They're just on a good run of form with a well-balanced team and can talk on camera, and that is it. Do you have any idea the size of the fucking balls we need on the next guy? I need balls like fucking snow globes, but not made of fucking glass. This place... God in heaven, this place is gonna fucking go through it, I tell you. And I just don't know who can handle it. I'm questioning myself. Not just the potential manager, for fuck's sake.
We've got a gift, mate. A brutal regime have kindly offered to host a World Cup to help us bed a new manager in.
I know. Fuck. Never had this luxury before, have we? Remember what Matt Janssen had to work into in 2020? Jesus.
Remember what Dan walked into in 2018?
Aye.
We're much better off now.
Ish.
Ish?
What if... You know...
Points deduction in this league to a top four side? Come on.
Oh, what? You think they're not going to do it? They're going to just fucking chicken out? I don't know, Jess.
You coming to the do next week?
What do?
Theo's leaving do.
Aye, I am. Hopefully the new manager is too.
Oh, you didn't say you had booze in your office.
Well, I certainly wouldn't tell you, would I? Might as well give the cat burglar the keys to my house, or let Steve Evans run a Greg's.
Poor as one.
There you go.
Oh, is that scotch?
Oh, what way? Because I'm Scottish. Aye, it is.
Like it. Nice. Puts hairs on your chest.
Aye, I can see him poking at your collar.
The league have gone quiet, haven't they?
Oh, so?
On the punishment for the third-party ownership.
Well, I'm just hoping that silence is a good sign, to be honest. Fuck me, you've lost your confidence from, I don't know, 30 seconds ago.
Oh, just scared.
Aye. They don't have the evidence, though. I mean, we barely have the fucking evidence.
But they will eventually, won't they?
Aye, but that'll be in, like, a year or so, and we can maybe cope with a points deduction, you know? We can't handle that now. Honestly, not now.
Yeah. I looked for jobs the other day.
Fuck.
I know.
You're gonna do it?
I mean, I was in this mindset before. 2018, funnily enough. And I was ready to fucking go, you know. But Patrick talked me out of it. This time, I don't know. I feel like we're in this big bus, kind of teetering on a cliff edge, like in a film or something. Theo, Rachel and Eric, they've climbed free, and we're all just staring at each other, waiting for something.
Well, are you gonna?
What?
Climb free.
I will if you will.
Jesus Christ, Jess.
Oh, are we working late or drinking early?
Oh, this is not early by any stretch of the imagination.
Pour one out for Nolan, will you, Woodstock?
Well, ain't you fucking giddy.
Splosh some of that into my glass, my old chummy chum.
Okay, stop now, please.
So, I've got two words for you.
Oh, please be your fired.
Nope. Ready?
We're ready.
Maurizio Pochettino.
Okay.
I can get him.
Sorry, as in... real life. You're not talking about Football Manager or FIFA or something.
Woody, when have I ever played a video game?
I can't even imagine what video games you'd play. Financial Advisor Simulator 4? Theme Investment Bank?
Grand Theft Public Funds.
Winecraft.
Alright, enough. Can we appreciate what I've just said? Maurizio Pochettino.
Sorry, you're actually serious.
Serious as soon as, my friend.
Wow.
Hey, I second that. Fucking wow, what the... fuck me.
Yeah, gonna speak to him in a few days. Just need to get it all set up, you know. But he's keen. He's looking at us. He's you know, taking notes and stuff.
Pal, this is fucking great. Really fucking great. Well done. How the fuck did you manage this?
Sheer bloody hard work, mate. Yeah? Hey, let's all cheers.
To Poch.
To Mopo.
To Poch and Ashwood City. Cheers. Oh, fucking hell, that burns. Oh, fuck.
Fuck me.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.